weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Now, as we've been hearing, one of the UK's biggest technology companies has agreed to a £24 billion takeover. Arm Holdings, based here in Cambridge, is being bought by Japan's SoftBank, which has promised to double its British workforce. Now, on the line to talk a little bit about that is the IHS analyst, Alex Green. Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi there, Julian.
Thanks very much for speaking to Cambridge 105 this afternoon. I wonder, that price, you know, whenever you hear, frankly to me, any amount over a billion is a lot of money, but £24 billion, is that the sort of price if you go shopping for a technology company that you might end up paying?
It's certainly one of the highest prices that we've seen in Europe, and it is a price that's up quite considerably on the company's market capitalization just from last week. I think it equates to a 40% increase in terms of the share prices per the close of business last week. So it is quite a lot of money, obviously, to say the least. But I think it's also a little bit of a bet in some ways in terms of the future for Arm and where its future success will be.
This is the interesting thing, because there's been a lot of people, the Chancellor, Philip Hammond, when he was speaking earlier, and of course SoftBank themselves, have said they're going to double the UK workforce. And if they're going to double it, these people have got to do something. What sort of things might they be required to do?
Well, Arm's big success, and they have been one of the really big success stories of the British technology industry over the last 20 years, probably the biggest success story. But that has all been based on their success in the what they call the mobile computing space. Think smartphones, tablet PCs, mobile PCs, where their technology, you've got to remember that what they do is essentially design the chips, the central processor units that are used in many of these devices, in your iPhones, in your Samsung Galaxies, in your iPads. You know, at any one time, each person in the UK is probably carrying a device that is got a chip in it designed by Arm, doing everything from smartphones to bank cards to your cars, to your Bluetooth headsets. They've really ridden that success of the mobile handset, the smartphone industry, over the last 20 years. Mm. And that market has started to plateau. I think, I don't know if you saw, Apple announced last quarter that its sales of smartphones had decreased for the first time. So that does bring a little bit of uncertainty to some extent to Arm's business model, but they're really investing for this technology trend of the future called the Internet of Things.
And this is sort of when sort of everything from your sort of heating system through to the fridge is perhaps connected to the Internet, and then way beyond that, of course, in industry as well.
Exactly, yeah. It's forecast to be one of the big growth markets in technologies. And in fact, if you look at the numbers in terms of different devices being sold every year, it will ultimately eclipse the smartphone market in terms of volumes. And Arm is really, you know, particularly well placed to do well in that market. That market is about low-cost processing, low-cost connectivity, low-cost sensor devices being built into what are currently, you know, dumb devices. The one that everyone gives as an example is the Nest thermostat, where you know you have an internet-connected thermostat that can be controlled remotely. That is a good example of an Internet of Things IoT device, and we're expecting to see IoT devices proliferate around many different industries, from factories to controlling buildings to controlling wearable devices. And Arm is well positioned to do well in many of those areas, in many of those markets.
And are SoftBank already in this area, perhaps?
No, they're in the internet area, but I guess it's quite a departure from their existing businesses. They are in Japan, certainly, a telecoms provider, a broadband provider, you know, so the type of company that you know, Japanese consumers and businesses would sign up to for their broadband provision. And they bought a couple of years ago a big mobile phone operator in the US called Sprint, and that certainly made some waves in the industry as a departure out of their home market. But this is really their first big investment in an electronics chip or semiconductor company, as they're known in the industry. Mm. So it's a surprise in some ways. It's a departure for SoftBank. I think their CEO, Mr. Son, is slightly unpredictable in nature. I think only last month he reversed the decision to retire from the company. And so there's always been a little bit of unpredictability in terms of their next steps and the direction that they go in. So it is a new investment for them and a different sort of business for them to be playing in. Like I say, they're a technology company, but they've never been involved in actually producing the chips, the components that are used in different devices.
And this £24 billion that SoftBank are going to be paying, are they sort of upping the price to make sure that nobody else comes in, or would somebody, I don't know, IBM or some other company be interested now they know that Arm Holdings is on the market? Obviously, the board has said, oh, we're accepting this offer, but I dare say if a higher offer were to come in, they'd have no choice but to look at it.
They would, and I think they almost seem to be inviting that by one or two comments that I've read. And it would be interesting to see if anyone does move. Like we said, I think that price that they're paying is quite up in terms of the value of their share price as it was last week. And it is, to some extent, I think, hedging a bet that Arm is going to do well in the IoT market in the future. The mobile phone market has plateaued. And, okay, that's not the only thing that Arm's involved with at the moment, but it's a big part of their business. And so I don't know, we might, I'd maybe be surprised to see if anyone else is willing to pay that much. But the technology market is a pretty dynamic place, so it's certainly not out of the realms of possibility that another company might come in with a competing offer. Mm. But with it being 40% up on the valuation of the company just last week.
I noticed last week that our new Prime Minister Theresa May was talking about preventing foreign companies from buying British firms, and the government could intervene. There doesn't seem to be much intervention going on here. In fact, quite the opposite. Philip Hammond, the new Chancellor, seems to be praising the purchase.
Well, I guess on some hand, they want to, the government also, in terms of the publicity on this, want to position it as a, all things are going well despite Brexit. Companies still want to invest in British companies, and so maybe putting a bit of that polish on it.
So they're willing to let this one go just for the sake of saying that the world's fine following Brexit.
Partly, they're probably enjoying a bit of the positive PR that might come from that. Mm. But I think part of what Theresa May also said was, unless it harms the public interest, that's when they would step in. And I'm not sure if this really fits this criteria.
It's a tricky one, though, isn't it? I guess us Brits rather like the idea of wandering around with an iPhone which has something which is coming out of the UK in it. Or maybe most of us don't know until these things end up in the news.
That's probably some of that is probably true. I think a lot of people have probably never heard of Arm, despite the fact at any one time they've probably got two or three of their design chips on them at any point in time.
Yeah.
But I think there may have been a bit of, with the announcement came that investment that you mentioned earlier and the doubling of UK jobs. So I think that maybe also has been part of the agreement to help move things through and allay some of that concern that may have otherwise have been there. But I agree with your sentiments there. They have been a very successful British company, and it is a sad day in many ways that what is probably our most successful remaining British technology firm will no longer be British, assuming the deal all goes through. So there is a certain element of regret in the fact that that's happening.
Well, Alex, look, thank you very much for your time tonight, Alex. Very, very interesting in thoughts on where the direction that Arm is going to go into. Alex Green from IHS, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.